Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at lower ego power and difficulty achieving with our potential and coming to know our life's purpose. This affects a person's ability to recognize and work with the abilities they have been given in order to achieve and to fulfill their potential, ultimately leading to underachievement or no achievement of their potential, a lacking sense of service within their life, and difficulty coming to know their life's purpose. Difficulty recognizing their human purpose within the service they are offering to others, and ultimately to themselves in whatever work they are undertaking, be it as a teacher, custodian, writer, sanitation worker, accountant, chef, whatever formal or informal work they are engaged in that makes use of their abilities. Difficulty recognizing their divine purpose, common to all, which is to be the love, life, and energy God is within our work, within our service to others, ourselves, and God. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, and to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity, affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, which is the foundation for chaos in one's personal life and society. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity, impacting our spiritual wellness and our ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or mental instability. and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, which is serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. It is your lives, relationships, and experiences which have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we're going to begin looking at the linkage between achieving with the talents we've been given, the awareness of the service we are providing and here to provide, and how that ultimately impacts the sense of meaning and purpose, both human and divine, that we can experience within our life's work. And we begin that portion of the journey on this podcast by looking at the impact of lower ego power. Lower ego power brings with it a reduced, if not absent, sense of empowerment in our life. And this is often reflected in a lack of confidence in oneself and belief in their ability to achieve and to be successful. People with lower ego power often underestimate what they have to offer and contribute. They undervalue what they have to offer to others, and they often view it as being insignificant. This is in keeping with the underempowerment in their lower ego power energy that often feeds into lots of negative thoughts about their talents and abilities, and often leading to their seeing themselves as useless and meaningless, and that others can also see them that way. These issues are leading into other issues such as fear of failure, fear of success, lack of satisfaction in their work, a feeling of meaninglessness and emptiness to their life, and playing it safe by not taking risks to climb the ladder of success with their abilities. And they can also miss their successes and the good work they are actually doing, because this is incompatible with the sense of disempowerment they are living from their lower ego power. They experience no sense of a connection to their human purpose and their divine purpose, because they often miss the important service they are providing to others. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these difficulties, because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. And some of these people are living in roles such as the underachiever, the conformist, and the dependent, amongst others, that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you are the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego power voice, a lower ego power energy, is talking to and through you in your life. And here is the first one. You have difficulty believing that you have talents and abilities worth developing and using. People with lower ego power are often experiencing that sense of disempowerment that makes it hard for them to see that they have these talents and abilities that they are worth using and developing. When people experience difficulty or these symptoms, they are often disempowerment, often talk themselves down. People who are disempowered often talk themselves down, meaning they put themselves down. They, in some respects, attack themselves and look for the darker side of things in terms of what their abilities are. They often focus more on their weaknesses while minimizing or overlooking their strengths. They're very good at disempowering themselves by looking for weaknesses and overlooking their strengths. Those are things that many other people often can see, but they can't see for themselves. And they often miss their successes while readily finding their failures. So people with lower ego power due to their energy often miss the things they've done well, the things they've done right, or maybe they'll minimize them. And while finding the things that they may have done wrong or less well in the way they look at things. Again, the energy, what's their thinking that's going on, drawn from this energy is leading to those thoughts. Ego isn't forming them. You are forming them if you are experiencing this energy. Also, people with lower ego power are good at listening to the wrong people who often put them down rather than building them up. So it's as if there's a magnetic force. This energy leads them in the direction of people who will attack them, often similar to what they may have experienced earlier on in their life. So they often listen to disempowering people. Some of those people could have been their father or mother, a brother or sister, an aunt or an uncle who may have had unusually sizable amounts of influence over them. So as we think about this first symptom, the difficulty believing that you have talents and abilities worth developing and using, give some thought to some of these other thoughts that I've shared with you about this and ask yourself, does any of them sound familiar to you? I'm going to go ahead to the next symptom, which is that you underachieve when considering the opportunities and abilities you have been given. People with lower ego power, when it comes to achievement, often underachieve. They often don't work up to their potential. These are people who often have talent that exceeds their reach. It's as if the energy is preventing them from reaching in the sense of trying to make use of their talents and maybe taking the necessary risks without guarantees of success that we all have to take in order to move further along in the use of our talents. And people with this particular underachievement, they often get less rather than more out of their potential. They are often getting less. They actually have a lot more that they're capable of being or doing with the potential they have, but they find their way into getting less because that disempowerment of their ego energy, their lower ego power, is leading them in that direction. And they can often play it safe and get comfortable with underachieving. So playing it safe means not taking risks, particularly the risk of failing. They keep their distance from that possibility by doing less or trying things that are safer. So ask yourself if any of these comments or these questions sound familiar and whether you have been underachieving when considering the nature of your abilities and the opportunities you've been provided. Here's another symptom. You think you don't deserve to achieve in comparison to others. People with lower ego power who are experiencing disempowerment often engage in unhealthy comparisons with others. They often may even get to a place where they disempower themselves by thinking they don't deserve to achieve when compared to others. So they can often be more supportive of others achieving than they are of themselves. Or you may think that others are more deserving of achieving due to their potential. Now, this is an idea that for some people who don't experience this may make no sense at all. But for people with lower ego power, they end up getting caught up in this way of looking at things that somehow other people are more deserving. And again, this is something that can start earlier on in one's life with people, parents, teachers, who may have imposed upon them this sort of a ceiling, a message of you only can go so far. You know, when I think on a larger scale of this, you may have heard the term glass ceiling, a glass ceiling that was put on different members of our society, whether it was based put upon women in the past, as well as African Americans in our country that were told you can only go so far. We can only allow you to achieve so much. You should only think about achieving so much. Also, another thought is you may think your successes are depriving others of success and achievement. It's as if by achieving, I get in the way of your achievement. Now, again, this is a non-reality-based thought that many people can think with lower ego power. It may seem senseless to you if you're not into that energy, but people who are living in that energy often think that others, that they're getting in the way of somebody else's success. And also, people with lower ego power may find themselves believing that you're better at believing in others. You're better at being more supportive of others than in yourself. So you're good at supporting others, but you're not really good at supporting yourself. So when you look at these ideas, some of these comments, some of these questions, does any of this sound familiar to you? We go on to the next symptom. You allow others to tell you what is important for you to achieve in life. People with lower ego power often feel like they aren't able to determine what they should be doing in their life or with their life. So they act as if other people better know what they should be doing with their life and using it with their potentials than they do. And they let them do it. So some of the questions and comments connected to this area, do you listen too much to others who aren't listening to you about your interests? So you spend more time listening to others tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing. And these are often people who haven't even asked you about what you are interested in doing, what you want to do with your life. Also, do you think that other people know better what you should be achieving? That is, somehow that they have a better idea, a better understanding of the person you are and what you should be doing with your life. Also, do you have difficulty challenging or questioning their influence and guidance, as if you're not able to empower yourself with saying to others, well, I'm not sure that's what I want to do, or something I would rather do would be this. You can't empower yourself to object, to challenge, to question what others may be suggesting you should be doing. And also, you have difficulty realizing you have the right to create your path. It's as if people with lower ego power often act as if they don't even have the right to define their path, to make their path, that maybe this is something better determined by others. Now, a lot of times this doesn't start when we're adults. It kind of starts when we're younger by the messages that maybe we've received from people who have suggested they should know the right direction we should be going in and what would be the wrong direction. And we may listen to them too much. And in the process, they are actually disempowering us. So does this sound familiar to you? It may take some time to think about these questions in order to come to an answer. We're going to come to our first break. When we return, we'll talk about a few more symptoms before we go ahead to look at reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue talking about symptoms of lower ego power when it's impacting a person's ability to achieve, to experience a sense of service and understand the service they are offering to them, others and themselves and even to God, as well as to eventually and ultimately experience a sense of meaning and purpose in what they're doing in their life, their life's work. So we go on to the next symptom, which is that you often make inappropriate comparisons of your achievement to those of others and allow others to do so as well. People with lower ego power often disempower themselves. I said inappropriate, but oftentimes they're negative comparisons that often have a disempowering quality, as if I am less than and others are more than I am, whether it's what they've achieved or what kind of abilities they have. And here are some additional comments and questions connected to this symptom. Do you negatively evaluate your efforts and achievement? People with lower ego power are very good at sending themselves disempowering messages and thoughts connected to what they have done and how much achievement they have experienced in what they are doing. Also, do you positively evaluate the efforts of others and their achievements? You know, it's just the flip side. When it comes to other people, you may play them up. You may overestimate or how good they are or how well they performed, particularly when it's compared to yourself. This comparative thinking is very unhelpful for people when it comes to achievement and the process of achievement. This is something that a lot of parents sometimes do and teachers sometimes do to motivate kids to perform better, to succeed better. But it often has the adverse effect, the negative effect, where the young person begins to try to be doing less than their brother or sister. It's a terrible message that parents and teachers sometimes try to use to motivate a young person to succeed. Another question or a comment is, do you miss important contextual influences that affect your efforts and achievement and find your way to the most negative comparisons? People with lower ego power, and often people in general, take a very simplistic approach to comparing achievement and performance that often leaves out context, you know, the context in which we are trying to achieve, in which we are trying to succeed and perform. And this failure to keep those things in mind often leads lower ego power people to miss those things that are different from what their situation is in what they're trying to do relative to what others do. So do you find yourself doing these kinds of things in conjunction with the symptom of inappropriate comparisons of your achievement to those of others? And you may also permit others to do that. As I said, you let others get away with making these inappropriate comparisons. They probably don't often know anything more about the situation than you do as far as your abilities and your potential and your situation. And you end up taking their descriptions, particularly the more negative ones, at face value. I'm going to mention one more symptom before we go ahead to talk about reflections of ego stupidity, and that is that you're fearful of failure. People with lower ego power energy are very fearful of failure. So do you avoid situations such as competitions in order to avoid losing? You know, competitions are an opportunity to expose our abilities to ourselves and others. And sometimes we can be fearful, become fearful, because to experience losing would further be experienced as disempowering. And we want to avoid that if possible. Also, do you experience failure and losing as further weakening and disempowering? So you avoid it. That failure and losing is just something that makes me even feel kind of worse than I already do. So I'm not going to put myself in situations where I can fail and possibly lose. Another comment I'll make here is that you often have no understanding that failure is part of the journey to success. This is something that you often fail to recognize, that failure is very significant. It is a means by which we come to know and learn and to respond, to wake up to adversity. We'll talk about that in the future session club programs. But that failure is part of that journey, and that we all have to undertake losing and failing as a means to growing and learning and succeeding. But this is something that's a very difficult thing for people with lower ego power to wrap their head around. And also, you have no understanding that the greatest failure is the failure to try, that failing to try is even more significant than trying and failing. So when you think about your fearfulness of failure and some of these comments, do any of them sound familiar to you? I do have one more symptom that I did want to share with you because of its importance before we go ahead to the reflections of ego stupidity, which is that you experience no sense of your life's purpose and that you're feeling like you're just drifting through life. People who are disempowered often experience a sense of helplessness, of things being out of their control. And this would include their efforts to achieve and to feel a sense of purpose. Is there a sense of emptiness and hollowness about life's journey? It just seems to be something that's taking its shape, irrespective of any of your influence on it. And do you feel like life is just pulling you along and taking you wherever it will? Again, something that people with lower ego power often experience. Is there a lacking sense of ability to fashion any goals by which to work towards, that you're having difficulty experiencing a sense of being able to define your goals, what your journey will be, what you want to achieve? So this is all reflective of what can happen when we get to that place of a life in which there seems to be no sense of purpose and that there's a sense of drifting through it. Give some thought to these symptoms and all the symptoms to get a sense of whether this is something happening for you and whether lower ego power energy is at the root of what you're experiencing when it comes to these symptoms. We're going to go ahead now to take a look at the reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego person's ability to achieve using their potential and ability to experience their life's purpose. These are some of the various ways that lower ego power impacts one's ability and their willingness to work with their abilities and their talents to the fullest extent. And some of these thoughts may seem strange or weird or funny, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for people who are, they are what I would call normal. It's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts and feelings and behaviors that are affecting their ability to believe in themselves and what they have to offer. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal, but they're not. And like the symptoms, they can become what I've called their abnormal normal, that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through that same ego energy prism that the lower ego power person is looking through to see what's happening. They are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making, due to their unhealthy, imbalanced lower ego power energy. And they can often stay stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and the ego stupidity, This healing can be done with the use of ego medicine, in which they come to know what ego is and what it isn't, particularly knowing that your ego energy is rooted in your efforts to help you to survive, and that it's comprised of power, flexibility, and vulnerability. And to also learn to tune into your particular ego energy, meaning how much power, flexibility, or vulnerability is going on within your ego energy. And also to be able to replace that ego energy, ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs, the ones that you create, build upon the energy coming into your mind, and replace them with those which are connected to truth and reality, which is really going to be the focus of this next portion of today's program, looking at reflections of ego stupidity. And here's the first one. I don't deserve to succeed. People with lower ego power energy often have the thought that they don't deserve to succeed, which is a non-reality-based thought that they are living. And this is coming forward from that disempowerment that they're experiencing in the energy that's fueling what they're thinking, including this thought, I don't deserve to succeed. And this particular idea or thought, irrational thought, leads to other thoughts like others deserve to succeed more than I do. As if somehow, some way, people deserve to do more with their life than maybe they do. And also, another thought, irrational, which is, when I succeed, others are being deprived of success. It's the idea that somehow, by my succeeding, if I succeed, I'm getting in the way of others succeeding, and I'm not supposed to do that. Again, a non-reality-based thought that many people with this energy are experiencing. Another thought, that success and achievement is really meant for those who are talented. Meaning the only people who are supposed to succeed are those who are talented. Now, this particular idea is inaccurate because it often leads out things like opportunity and motivation, which are also important ingredients in our abilities, as well as our ability in our efforts to succeed. So many people are successful. I'm reminded of a quotation by the late Bob Richards, the Olympics champion in the decathlon, who's sponsored with Wheaties, and he said, it's the ordinary people who do the extraordinary things. The ordinary people who do the extraordinary things. And what he's saying is that we all have potential to do amazing things. It isn't the people with incredible amounts of potential who do those things, but actually really it's often the ordinary people, so to speak, meaning you and me and pretty much everybody else who can do that. So when we are getting caught up in these kinds of thoughts, when your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that you and everyone are meant to succeed, and that your success doesn't get in the way of anybody else. But until then, when you're thinking that and all of the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another non-reality-based thought that people often think, and reflective of ego stupidity, which is, I can only fail. I can only fail. When people have lower ego power energy operating, there's I would call it a failure expectancy that develops. And they're often rehearsing failure. And this rehearsal comes in the form of the additional thoughts I'm going to mention. I was born to fail. I was born to fail. Or I was meant to fail. Or thoughts like, I have never succeeded. In actuality, they often have. They've just often missed or minimized their successes. And all of this is the effect of repetitively saying or thinking these kind of thoughts. It's almost like a form of rehearsal or self-programming or brainwashing when it comes to failure and success. And people with lower ego power energy are often picking up the messages that they heard from others earlier on in their life that suggested that they were meant to fail or they couldn't be successful as they wanted to be. Well, when your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that you are meant to and capable or as capable of success, even big successes, and that you can get out of your way. But until that, when you're thinking that I can only fail and all of the rest of the inaccurate, non-reality-based thinking, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to the next reflection of ego stupidity, which is, I am not as capable of others. People with lower ego power often judge themselves. We talked about comparisons earlier, and they judge themselves negatively in the way they look at things. And so this is that disempowerment energy working into their mind that tells them, that leads them to form the idea that you're not as capable of others, which is a non-reality based thought. This is ego stupidity that often feeds into additional ego stupidity, which begins to happen. And some of this is related to often over generalizing to everyone is better than me at everything. This is to an extreme, but people that are getting into this place can often fashion these kind of thoughts, that somehow everyone else is better at me than at everything. Also, missing the strengths and weaknesses that we all have. People with lower ego power, they tend to think more in narrow ways about abilities, and they mix the grayness that involves, yeah, we're pretty good at certain things and we're pretty lousy at certain things. Don't ask me to fix a car or to do anything mechanical beyond using a screwdriver, because that just isn't going to happen. And this kind of thinking often contributes to the thoughts of being useless or worthless, because I am incapable or not as good as everybody else. And another irrational thought is that everyone else thinks I'm incapable. They transpose or they project the way they think about themselves to others as if they think the same way. But when your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that you are more capable than you think you are, and that you've been often overlooking some of your strengths and successes. But until then, when you're thinking that you're not as capable of others, and all of the rest of the things I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our next break. When we return, we're going to take a look at some ego insights connected to this lower ego power energy and its effect on our willingness and ability to achieve with our potential and ultimately come to know our life's purpose. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OWN Times Radio. IOM FM. OWN Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OWN Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I want to share some specific ego insights connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about today. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface, when it comes to difficulty achieving with your abilities, recognizing your service, and coming to know your life's purpose. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to using your abilities. And here's the first one. Your lower ego power voice or energy is causing you to believe as true what you were taught by significant people in your past about your lack of ability and potential to succeed. Earlier in today's show, I talked about how sometimes we can run into parents, a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister, a teacher or some other person who has suggested and commented on us and our abilities and perhaps cast them in a negative light. And the more often they did that, the more likely it would be that we would start to acquire those views for ourselves. So your lower ego power is often leading you to repeat and to reteach the destructive disempowerment messages that you were taught about your abilities. Keep in mind that the younger we are, the more likely we are able to take in or the things that people say to us, particularly destructive things, without being able to filter them out as being nonsense. This lower ego power is contributing to your difficulty in recognizing your potential. And just because you don't see the potential doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, because that is the effect of lower ego power. It is, in a way, hiding things from you. Your lower ego power and the feelings of disempowerment are helping you to hide your potential from yourself. Now, I should mention that ego isn't hiding it from you. You are. But you can unhide it, so to speak, from yourself. Now, when you awaken and are more ego-conscious of yourself, you'll be able to see all of this and realize what is taking place. I'm going to go on to the next insight. Your lower ego power voice is leading you to underachieve due to a lack of confidence rather than a lack of ability. This is something I've often shared with clients in therapy, that it wasn't that they were lacking competence, but rather confidence, and that the source of this was the lower ego power energy, in fact, affecting how they were looking at themselves and what they have been doing. Your lower ego power is helping you to enlarge your failure expectancy and fear of failure, something that we talked about earlier. This power feeds into these notions of I can only fail, or most of the time I'm going to fail, and often wanting to avoid failure, that the source of this is this lower ego power energy. It's also shrunk your what I would call success expectancy and your willingness to accept success. People with lower ego power often have a difficult time allowing themselves to see themselves as being successful. Your lower ego power has led you to reject your successes by often explaining them away as being accidents or a force of luck, not something that actually has something to do with their own abilities and their performance. And this often contributes to difficulty owning success, as I would call it, and taking responsibility for it, being able to say, I made that happen, I contributed to that happening. And this occurs, this difficulty, because you're feeling disempowered. And when you awaken and are more ego-conscious of yourself, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight, your lower ego power voice is leading you to believe that only some people were meant to achieve, meant to succeed, and to do the important things, and that you're not one of them. This lower ego power has, in a way, led to you getting in your way more than anyone else or anything else, that you're the person. You're not wanting to do that, but that's what's happening, and that you're going to need to get out of your way by dealing with the lower ego power and disempowerment energy that's blocking the way. and you're going to need to wake up to the awareness that you're meant to achieve. We are all meant to achieve and to offer great service in whatever way we do that in our human experiences and activities, and also to experience deep meaning and purpose to your life, both human and divine. And when you awaken and are more ego conscious of yourself, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight, your lower ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that you're often making lots of inappropriate comparisons between yourself and others when it comes to achievement. People with lower ego power often take a look at themselves and they look at other people and make these comparisons, which are not usually helpful and often not accurate, even though that person with lower ego power doesn't realize it. Your lower ego power is leading you away from realizing that you are to be the true point of comparison of what you have done with what you have been given, not others. You are the reference point. You are the yardstick with which to measure yourself, not by comparing yourself with others. And your lower ego power is causing you to miss many contextual influences, situational influences or differences that can often influence achievement and can make these comparisons with others erroneous and irrelevant. When you can remove yourself from these faulty comparisons that are brought on by lower ego power energy, you're going to be able to fully embrace your talents and the service you're offering and are here to provide. So when you awaken and are more ego conscious of yourself, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to share one more ego insight, which is that your lower ego power is undermining your sense of purpose and meaning due to the inability to see the service to others and yourself that you are rendering. People with lower ego power often miss, have a failure to realize that they really are doing some important things, helpful things for themselves and to help others, to be of service to others. And that's really the effect of lower ego power. It contributes to that. So lower ego power is really causing a disconnection between the use of your abilities, the service that they are rendering to yourself and to others and God, and the ultimate sense of meaning and purpose that you can experience in your life. It's a, these are linked together, the ability to service and the sense of purpose. They're linked together, but your disempowerment is actually getting in the way of forming that link, that connection between each of those. It's often entrapping you in an absent sense of purpose and meaning due to the disconnection of disempowerment. And as you work to empower yourself and to work to fully use your talents, the service you are here to render and are rendering will reveal itself to you. You'll begin to see more of exactly what you're doing. And when you awaken and are more ego conscious of yourself, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. During the last part of our program today, we're going to take a look at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness and how lower ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to achieving with our potential, recognizing our service, and coming to know our life's purpose. We're going to be looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of achieving with our potential and coming to know our life's purpose. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. So here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego power. And we're going to start with being the love God is. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and coming to know their life's purpose when they are failing to embrace their talents and abilities with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve failing to use your talents and abilities by keeping distance from them. When your lower power affects the conditions under which you're willing to use your potentials in the service of others and yourself, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards those God-given abilities. When your lower power is weakening your connections to the talent and abilities you possess, you're not being the connective love God is toward those talents. And when your lower power is burdening you with distancing and disowning your talents and abilities by keeping distance from them and their use, you're not being the unburdened love God is toward those talents and abilities. And when your lower power is limiting you the use of your potential, you're not being the unlimited love God is toward the talents you've been given. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the talents they've been given by failing to believe in them and to use them. Your divinity involves honoring and respecting all of the gifts you've been given, regardless of the successes and failures you encounter along your journey. When your lower power is leading you to dishonor and disrespect your talents and potential with neglect, you're not being the life God is toward the gifts you've been given. And when your lower ego power is leading to your being consumed with potential failure in the use of your gifts, you're not being the life God is toward those gifts. And when your lower power is leading you to disrespectfully attack yourself with disparaging thoughts about your talents and abilities, you're not being the life God is toward those gifts. And finally, when your lower ego power is leading you to be unhealthily compare yourself with the talents and performances of others, you're not being the life God is towards your abilities. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to welcome the use of their talents and abilities towards coming to know human and divine truth, the human and divine truth of your purpose in serving others, yourself, and God. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you're willing to embrace and use your talents in what will ultimately be of service to others, as well as yourself and God. It involves healing and transformation in which you're taking responsibility for embracing and nourishing your talents in whatever service can be rendered. When lower power is leading you or keeping you at a distance from the recognition and the use of your talents in the service of others, yourself, and God, you're not being the energy God is toward your talents. And when lower ego power is leading to you to fear failure and success within the use of your talents and the service they can provide, you're not being the energy God is toward your abilities. when your lower ego power is leading you to unhealthy and unneeded comparisons to others that affect the use of your talents and service, you're not being the energy God is towards your gifts. And when your lower ego power is leading you to let others determine what talents should be used and service offered, you're not being the energy God is towards your talents. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego power and difficulty achieving your life's purpose, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope that what I share with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine, and if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant today. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.